Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 27th of February. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, you can always join the Marcus Today community. We'd love to have you on board. MarcusToday.com.au. You can sign up for a 2-week free trial there. Please, we'd love to have you, as I say, part of the Marcus Today community. We are a daily financial newsletter and we put out 3 emails a day as well, just to keep you up to date with what's going on, and plenty to keep you amused, occupied, and hopefully to create wealth and make you richer for the experience. All right, well, that's it. Let's look at the scores on the doors today. And the ASX 200 closed up 10.2 points or 0.13%. 76.63. We opened at 76.45.5. We had a high of 76.64.8. So pretty close to our high for the day. We did have a bit of a swoon at the open, 76.10.8 today. But the swoon didn't last long. The big bank basket pushing up again, $205.96. And once again, we are seeing the banks continuing to grind higher. CBA up another 1%, unusually running pretty hot even after they have gone ex-dividend. Westpac up 0.8, ANZ up 0.5, Macquarie up 0.8, GQG doing well up 1.4%, ASX fell 0.2%. The rate we're going at the moment with the amount of mergers and activity that's going on, or the mergers and acquisitions activity that is going on at the moment, there won't be too many stocks left, and we have had a plethora of stocks falling. CSR going to disappear, Boral going to be disappearing, we're going to see the old cab charge, A2B, disappearing. There are a bunch of stocks that are disappearing from the ASX. If we'd had Origin go as well last year, that would have just added to the issue that we have with the ASX, that blue chips are looking quite attractive to overseas players, especially those that are playing in US dollars or other currencies with the Aussie dollar so low. It does give us a bit of a boost in terms of attractiveness to overseas players. So that looks like it's going to continue. Insurers slid a little bit. Suncorp down 1.8%, QBE up 0.4%. We had IAG down 1.6% as well. REITs easier today. We had Sender Group down 1%, Mirvac down 1.8%, and GMG, Goodman Group, down 0.6%. Industrials, though, a little bit of a mixed picture. Telcos on the nose, Telstra down 0.8%, and some of the transport and travel stocks also a little bit easier. Transurban down 0.5%, Qantas down 0.4%. And Auckland International Airports down 0.5%. But we did see some good results and some good market reactions to some of the industrials today. Rees Group up 18.3% on the back of their results. Seven Group up 1.9%. No results there. We've had those. REA better as well, 1.1%. Car up 2% as well. Coles numbers today. And unlike Woolies, there was some hair shirt wearing. And there was some very much a focus on the margins and the, I guess, the accusation that the supermarkets have been gouging, something that Woolies didn't manage to fend off particularly well, with Brad Banducci as well appearing on Four Corners and ultimately resigning or retiring or whatever you want to call it. Woolies was up 0.9%, but Coles up 5.5% today on the numbers. Wesfarmers also doing well, up 0.7%. Tech was a little bit mixed. We had WiseTech just shooting the lights out, 7% higher today. Big, big day for WiseTech. The all-tech index, not such a big day, up 0.4%, but very much WiseTech in focus. Broker comments there on the back of those results. Pretty impressive results from WiseTech. Looking at resources, well, again, it's the best of times. It was the worst of times. We've seen iron ore continuing to fall in China. BHP managing to hold on, slightly up 0.2%, Rio up 0.5%, but Fortescue, as they say, near the destination, the more you slip sliding away, down 1.2%. South 32 down 2.4%, the gold's off as well. Newmont down another 3.8%, Northern Star down 0.9%. Lithium stocks a little bit mixed, We had Mineral Resources up 0.9. Pilbara unchanged after that biggish run yesterday. And we did see Liontown off 0.9. But Linus copying a few broker downgrades there, down 3.9%. Woodside were out today with their numbers, much of which was already in the price, given that we obviously see production reports way before the official numbers. Woodside up 0.9, Santos down 0.6%. In corporate news, CSR, well, they had a good day today. They were up around 5%, 5.01 to be exact, $8.80. The French have now signed on the dotted line with a binding offer of $9 for CSR. So that is a good result for CSR shareholders. We also saw good results from Rees, as I said. They were up 18.3%. GA Education also doing well today, up 11.6%, pushing through more increases to childcare costs. Gotta love that, haven't you? And HLI also doing well today, not one that we tend to focus on a lot. Helia Group. In the commercial and residential space, up 7.8%. 3 million shares traded today in that one. Unfortunately, the positivity did not translate to all and sundry. John's Lynn Group cratered, 13.2% down, closing at $6.25. They did have a low of $5.67 as the computers kicked in and sold the momentum down. We also saw Zip with their results out as well. Briefly touched 99 cents, having opened at 97.5. I have to say the figures looked okay, but unfortunately, maybe the conference call didn't really endear themselves to investors. Stock finishing down 14.4% there. We also saw the likes of Tyro under pressure after their results, which again didn't look too bad, but the stock had run pretty hard into results, down 10% today to $1.08. It did get down to a low of $1.25, 100.25 cents. Had a high opened at 130, so a 30-cent trading range in that one, nearly a 30% trading range in Tyro today. So an interesting move there. We have PolyNovo results out too, down 1.7 on their results. ABC Adbri confirmed that the Irish are coming. CRH bid has now been approved, and Barrow Group have chipped in as well. So that one looks like it's a done deal. Stock up 2% today. Nothing on the economic front. We did get Japanese CPI out today, which showed a 2% core CPI in January. That's the rise from a year earlier. Core consumer price index includes oil products, but excludes fresh food prices. Well, there you go. All right, as far as Asian markets go, Japan. Currently, last I looked, let's just get the latest up for you in Japan. As they say, just coming back from the lunch break. Japan down 0.15%. We have got the Hang Seng up 0.17%. And China doing well, up 0.86%. And the CSI AI index going like a train at the moment, 3.5% up today. Didn't even know there was one. All right, as far as the 10-year yields go, recent 10-year yield price, I last saw it at 4.13. Let's have a look, 4.13 it is. All right, winners for grinners today, that is what we look at. We have got a bunch of winners, basically on the back of results. Rees up 18.3%, million shares traded there today. GEM, GA Education, 11.6% higher, 5 million shares traded. Helia, HLI, 7.8% higher, 3 million shares. CU6, CU Jimmy, was up 7.8%. That's Clarity Pharma, 446,000 shares. WiseTech doing well, 7% higher, 824,000 shares. That is a big $76 million worth of shares there traded today. Telex Pharmaceutical up 6.8%, million shares traded there. And MYX, Mayer Pharma, Main Pharma, up 5.8%, 738,000 shares traded there. In the losers corner, and there were some big losers today, out of the Big Brother house was BrainChip. Unfortunately, it was a brain explosion today, down 34.7% on their numbers, which they tried to sneak in after hours last night, and absolutely well, pretty much zero revenue from Rain Chip. Still been going at that. Akita Chip, Neuromorphic Chips, still nothing much to show for it. 34.7% down. 56 million shares traded today. I think a lot of people got caught with that one. Zip hit my target pretty much. 99 cents today. 99 Luftballoon down 14.4% as the Luftballoon was burst. Looks like the conference call didn't go down too well. No spoonful of sugar there. Johns Lyng Group, 13.2% down, 5 million shares traded. Weebit Nano also coming a cropper on the back of their results, not unexpected, but getting the chip downturn. A lot of people bought the chip stocks up, and a lot of people now selling them down. 11.9% down for Weebit, down on a million shares. Tyro also not doing so well there, down 10% on 19 million shares. Helios out with their results, down 8.7% as well. In terms of positive sectors today, well, banks, financials, staples, old school platforms, just a spotting in places of other ones. Building stocks also looking pretty good. James Hardie up 0.6, Boral up 0.7, CSR doing well on the back of that agreed bid with the French. All right, negative sectors today. Healthcare, CSL down 0.6, ResMed down 1.4. We saw the REITs also falling. We saw telcos falling. We saw utilities falling. We saw gold miners falling as well. In terms of the big bank basket, $205.96, only 10 bucks away from its all-time high, which was around $215. The Alltech index up 0.4%. Gold slightly higher, 31.08 in Aussie dollar terms. Bitcoin is on a tear. There is what they call a halving event coming up in April. 55,587. I'll run through tomorrow what a halving event is. It's a bit like the quickening in Highlander movies. 10-year yield slightly higher, 4.13, and the Aussie dollar lower, 65.41. And at the moment, we've got Dow futures down around 18 to 20 points, NASDAQ down around 25 points. Looking at the major movers and shakers today, stocks we haven't talked about. QIP, a bit of a winner today. They received a takeover bid. QIP is Quantum Intellectual. Million shares traded there today on the back of that takeover approach. That looks like a pretty much a done deal. In response to media speculation, it has received a non-binding indicative proposal from Rouse International, potential acquisition of all shares in Quantum Intellectual Property. Rouse is a UK-based company. Early stage discussions, etc. So there we go. Stock doing well today. AQZ had a good day today. Alliance Aviation. Now, it does trade somewhat by appointment. The volume is pretty pathetic, but it did pick up a little bit today. 131,000 shares, up 7.9%. They have done a deal with Qantas to get some wet lease aircraft a little earlier. They seem to be doing pretty well at the moment in terms of capacity and that mining boom. I know that people don't think it's a mining boom, but with gold at over $3,100, it is a pretty good place to be at the moment as an Aussie gold miner. As far as the undies go, the undies and the overs, well, overs today is Step One, which has had a massive run since it announced its results. The results pushed it higher. They pushed it higher again the day after, and they pushed it higher again today, 13.6% higher for Step One. Nanosonics as well, having a bit of a bounce back there, 2.4% higher. They did actually get to $2.92 today, closing at $2.74. So had a bit of a shocker yesterday. Had a good bounce today, but it did run into some profit-taking. Paladin got some broker comments, some good ones. They were up 4% today. And we did see, on the nasty side of things, DGL probably had a day it would prefer to forget. DGL, Chemical Speciality Company. They lost nearly 41% today on 12 million shares following their results, which is fair to say were suboptimal. ATG, another one that we don't really follow. Articore Group had a day they would rather forget as well. Down 31.25% today on their results as well. And Trajan Group down 21.5% on their results as well. 3 million shares traded. Speculative stock of the day, nothing really much on any great volume, although we did get 5EA doing quite well, up 28.6%. They had a limited volume, only 2 million shares traded, but we did see an operational update yesterday. Looking across some of the results in a little more detail, of course you can see more on our website. Woodside Energy up on the back of that, up around 1%. Record production of 187.2 million barrels oil equivalent. A full year NPAT, $1.6 billion. Underlying NPAT, $3.3 billion. Coles Group, this is a good result there. Group EBITDA, $1.85 billion, up 2.5%. Group NPAT, down 3.6%. Strong growth in e-commerce, digital and loyalty. And also good growth in liquor. Reece, sales revenue up 2.5% to $4.537 billion. And we did see an interim dividend of 8 cents there. Altium, their numbers were out today. Not that it makes a lot of difference given they are currently under takeover, but enterprise revenue up 61% to $20.4 million. Recurring revenue grew to 81% of total revenue. Adbri, they have agreed with their bidder, CRH. Deals going through. Johns Lyng Group announced a plus 5% full year EBITDA forecast upgrade. Did them no good at all. SiteMinder, total revenue rose 27.9% to 91.7. Underlying EBITDA improved in HY23 first half. GA Education Group revenue up 9% to 983.4. Statutory NPAT 56.1. Operating EBIT of 100.6. Zip Group cash EBITDA 30.8. Strong seasonal performance in US total transaction volumes up 9.6%. Tyro Payments gross profit increased 10.5% to 105.2. EBITDA increased 40.6 to 27.3. EBITDA margins improved there as well. In economic news, Japan's core consumer inflation index rose 2% in January. That does exclude fresh food prices. And Chinese passenger airlines will be allowed to boost their weekly round-trip US flights to 50, starting on March 31st, up from the current 35. And Jamie Dimon had this to say on AI. Listen carefully. I will say this only once. This is not hype. This is real. When we had the internet bubble the first time around, that was hype. This is not hype. It's real. That is the gospel according to Jamie. As far as other news goes, the combined value of digital assets now stands at roughly $2.2 trillion. And Emmanuel Macron says sending Western troops to Ukraine cannot be ruled out. Good luck with that. BYD has rejected EU claims that subsidies are helping reduce the price of Chinese-made cars. And Joe Biden is hopeful that maybe next week we will get a ceasefire on the Gaza Strip, at least, and maybe a prisoner swap. That is about it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. Currently Dow Futures down 29 points. Still, it's coming up to 446. And NASDAQ Futures down a similar amount as well. Have a great evening. We'll be back again tomorrow.